I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dear Love and Wonder Show, 104.3 Jams, it's time for the lady that you love to listen to but hate to hear her coming, Miss Ratchet Alexa. She was purchased on the west side of Chicago behind a taco spot for $20. So, Jen, mm-hmm. We were just talking about your in-laws. They've given you presents that you didn't like and you wanted to return them, but can you do that?
I think it's natural. I think we need Ratchet Alexa's opinion on how to handle it, though, because I kind of act like I like the present in person because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, right. And then I'll return it after.
Oh, you're
the
a
fact.
Sneaky returner, huh?
Is that a bad thing to do?
Let's ask Ratchet Alexa. Alexa, is it okay to return a gift that you get on Christmas from your in-laws?
As much as you want to return the gifts from your in-laws, they're worth keeping around just for when your in-laws visit once every few years and expect to see you using them. It is really annoying, but in-laws make it their business to bother you and will be a big pain, and they get really judgmental and snarky when they find out you got rid of their gifts. As tempting as it is, it's never worth giving your in-laws any sort of high road leverage over you. Put all of their gifts in a box in the garage, only to be taken out when they visit.
I like that. I think that's a great idea, Jen. Put all your in-laws' gifts in a box in the garage, and then you pull it out every time they come over.
That's a good idea, too. I like that one better.
I love Alexa.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.